DW Africa Link.
Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. But when they come from hell and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it.
So that is U.S. President Donald Trump speaking about Somali immigrants in the U.S., particularly in Minneapolis. That immigrant community boasts of nearly 80,000 Somalis. A vast majority of them are reported to be American citizens or legal residents, including the Democrats' representative for Minnesota, Ilhan Omar. Well, Omar, who was directly mentioned by Trump, has also been responding to her president. Let's have a listen.
The president has always had very bigoted, xenophobic, Islamophobic comments when it comes to, people who are of Muslim faith or people who are black. We've seen him call African nations as shitholes, and so it's not really surprising. But what is weird to me is just how creepy he's been obsessed with me and the Somali community.
But today's show isn't entirely about this banter between Trump and Omar. It is about U.S. federal immigration authorities preparing enforcement operations in Minnesota that target Somali immigrants. That's what's coming up. I am Ajua Tinkrama Domina, and you're welcome to Africa Link, the podcast that connects you to the stories that matter.
Africa Link, every weekday here on DW.
The Trump administration is overseeing the deployment of at least 100 immigration agents to look for Somalis who are subject to deportation, including persons with pending asylum status or persons who may have had their citizenship at one point but have lost it for some reasons. And all of this comes after Trump's indication that he does not want Somalis in America. My guest today is Mohamed Kai, DW correspondent in Mogadishu, Somalia. And he's joining us to unpack everything there is to know about this seeming animosity, how it started, and where it is leading to. Welcome to the show, Kai.
Thank you so much, Ajoa.
Great. Before we get into the conversation proper, there is one silver lining in all of this for Somali immigrants in Minneapolis, and that's because their mayor, Jacob Frey, has given the strongest indication of solidarity that he will stand by the Somali community. Let's listen to him so that we can set the full context for this conversation and then get right into it.
We are here to respond to a number of credible reports from several media outlets relaying that there are as many as 100 federal agents that will be deployed to the Twin Cities with a specific focus on targeting our Somali community. To our Somali community, we love you and we stand with you. That commitment is rock solid. Minneapolis is proud to be home to the largest Somali community in the entire country. They've been here for decades. Targeting Somali people means that due process will be violated, mistakes will be made. And let's be clear, it means that American citizens will be detained for no other reason than the fact that they look like they are Somali. That is not now and will never be a legitimate reason. And by the way, there are more than 80,000 Somali people living in Minnesota. Almost all of them are both documented and citizens. To, again, villainize an entire group is ridiculous under any circumstances. And the way that Donald Trump is consistently doing it, I think, calls into question major constitutional violations. And it certainly violates the moral fabric of what we stand by in this country as Americans.
So you heard that the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. Kai, thank you again, once again, for joining us. Let me begin with you on a personal level. Have you been in touch with friends and family in Minnesota or in Minneapolis? What have they been telling you?
Well, thank you, Joe, for having me once again. Yes, since this issue between President Trump and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar started, of course, not only me, but many Somalis who, of course, have families and friends in the U.S. have been very concerned about, their families in the U.S. And of course, as one of them, I've been, contacting me, Somalis, they support families back home, many of them, U.S. citizens. And I think what created a lot of tension is the issue of IC, immigration officials going, house to house, arresting people, some of them with documents, or legal documents, and some of them citizens of the United States. So, of course, as someone who has a family and friend in the U.S., I've been very concerned about this issue of especially ICE on targeting Somalis and other immigrants. When President Trump and Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, their tension has become a concern for not just only Somalis, but many across the world.
Mohammed, I am glad you have mentioned the issue about the tension. Walk us through how all of this started and how we got here.
I think Trump and President Trump and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar had they had an easy relations, not only this term, but even before, when President Trump was elected as president of the United States in 2016, they had some exchange of words. But his second term now, in 2025, I think this is when a lot of tensions that, had deep feelings within the Somali community has emerged. And this is when, escalated when he termed the whole community, the word he used, and I quote, garbage, and they should be thrown out of the country. And many Somalis who are U.S. citizens who work there, some of them born and brought up that country, they don't know about Somalia, maybe their parents were from this country, have felt that, they are outsiders of, despite, giving all they have to that country. And now the reaction, impacted even back home here.
Now, I want us to take it step by step so that somebody who is listening to this particular conversation for the first time, they don't know what is happening, they can follow. So the U.S. currently, we know, boasts of about 260,000 Somali immigrants. About 73% of that figure, we also know, have naturalized. They have become U.S. citizens. And this is according to the U.S. Census Bureau's 2025 figures. What has the community in the U.S., the Somali community in the U.S. itself, what have they said about the deteriorating situation?
Somali community in the United States, led by those who are in the government, those who are in the elected positions, especially the Ilhan Omar electoral officials from Minnesota, where most of the Somali community is based. And of course, the mayor of Minneapolis themselves have lashed out about Trump's, comments calling the community a garbage. Not only Somalis, but other communities and other living in the United States have stood behind the Somalis and shown that Somalis are an important community in the United States. They are, part and parcel of the Minnesotan community. Both the citizens and the officials have stood behind Somalis. And tensions are becoming very high and many are concerned.
What is the full extent of the impact that we are looking at?
Well, yes, the impact is very, very, huge. Like I've mentioned before, Somalis are, entrepreneurial community. They have set up a lot of businesses, especially in Minnesota. Some of the businesses have been impacted because some people, Somalis who have been coming to those businesses, you know, some of them, because of the ISIS operations, the immigrations, they stay at home. They are afraid about, you know, being arrested or deported. So no one is coming to the businesses, buying or selling. So the economic activity of the community has been impacted. That said, there are also Somalis, you know, sending money to their brethren back home to support their families, because this country has been impacted by conflict for a long time and majority of people do not work. So when they stay in their homes and they don't go to places of work and their business have been impacted, there's nothing to send back home. So the life becomes very hard for families back home here in Somalia, especially in big cities like Mogadishu and Garowe. And the other thing is like, of course, the sectors like education or health have not been impacted hugely, but we have seen that there has been a lot of support from other communities to an extent that the flag of the Somalia have been raised in some schools to show the support from the communities. But the impact is already, you know, we cannot deny that there's been impacting across various sectors. And I hope that as times continue, this issue, many people, Somalis, believe that it will be resolved, but it will not be business as usual.
What you say is very interesting, particularly the issue about people raising flags in support of Somalis. We know the mayor has also indicated his strongest support for the community. Does this offer residents any assurance at all?
Well, I think when, you know, the political support is for the community, both the community, not only Somalis, but other communities living in the United States, from, you know, Jews, the other communities from Africa and Asia, all have shown their support to Somalis. And to add on that, I think, when the political support, when immigrants like Somalis get the political support from, you know, government institutions against the president of the country, I think that shows that despite the tensions, despite the words, as many people, put it like reckless, you know, words, there's something to be proud of being in that country, even if the president of the country, who is the most powerful, of course, in that country and in the world, has is not, you know, like looking Somalis who are citizens as not equal Americans.
Right. Now, Kai, there is something that we have to draw attention to, and that is the fact that Trump's name calling stemmed from a report he received in late November, which report said that 78 out of 86 people who had been charged for defrauding Minnesota programs are of Somali descent. And that essentially started a barrage of attacks he launched on them. Do we know what has happened to these 78 people?
Well, I think, yeah, that issue has been a long time ago. I think not long ago, but I think there are some who have been arrested and prosecuted in U.S. Court of Laws. But many believe that the actions of few Somalis will not translate to the whole community. And I think that is what leaders in that state, especially in Minnesota and other states, have been echoing, especially the religious leaders from across sects like Christians, Muslims, and Hindus, and also elected political leaders like we have been saying in this podcast before, like the mayor of Minnesota, Jeffrey, the Congress, you know, Congress representatives. So in generally, actions of few people might not will not translate to the whole community. So I think there are some who have been prosecuted and charged in a court of law, and that is ongoing.
Right. That is a very fair comment to make. But what we also know is that Trump has hinted that he's going to cancel the temporary protector status, the TPS, for Somalis in Minnesota. We do know that currently about 705 citizens of Somalia, currently about 705 citizens of Somalia are currently benefiting from the TPS. What will be the impact if Trump goes ahead with this threat to cancel the TPS?
I think, in my opinion, I think it will be catastrophic because there are a lot of Somalis in going to US and other countries are being forced by the situation in the country back home, due to security threats coming from armed group al-Shabaab, issues to do with climate change, drought, sometimes flooding, and also state of instability generally in the country. So if I think that status is cancelled, I think many who unfortunately, which I don't I hope so will not happen, will some of them who have faced threats from armed group al-Shabaab will be deported, and who knows, maybe some of them will be hunted down. And of course, I think in some few weeks ago, not only Somalia, but also I think that the US government has also cancelled the temporary status for countries like Ethiopia, which are facing similar challenges like stability, of course, climate change, I've mentioned, like drought. So I think it will not be a good advice to cancel it, because the ramifications and the challenges that come to will not only impact the Somali and also the East African communities in general, but also it will have an impact to US interest itself.
It's also important that we talk about the US counterterrorism cooperation with Somalia against al-Shabaab. That framework is still existing. Do we know what is likely to happen to that?
Yes, US is a strong supporter of Somalia's, especially in the security sector. US provides significant support to Somalia's security sector, though some support to its special forces have been halted due to some corruption issues reported within the government. But US still remains one of the strongest support of Somalia's security sector alongside Turkey. It provides air cover, like the drone strikes, to back Somali forces and African Union peacekeepers here in Somalia against ISIS and al-Shabaab attacks. And this has been very, very crucial. The US also trains the Somali forces in an air base outside Mogadishu called Beled Ogle. There's also a reported ongoing discussions with the US government by the Somalis on possible, a naval base in Berbera and also the port city of Bosaso, which is near the Bab al-Mandab. Somalis trying to convince US to establish permanent bases there for leverage. So the Somalis located in a strategic region, and it is relations with the US Somalis officials argue that will be both a win-win for both Somalia and the United States. But US presence in Somalia has been very, very,
helpful.
Visible. Yeah, helpful and also very, very visible.
Right. Now, if this kind of relationship exists, the Somali government must be making efforts to solve whatever is going on. Have you seen anything of the sort from the government, any words, any commitments that it's going to engage the US, on this diplomatic tension that's happening?
Well, the government has been trying to, not to comment, to avoid, diplomatic row, like what the Prime Minister Hamza Abdi Barre in a conference, youth conference, some week ago, he was asked about whether he can comment about the Trump's issue with Somalis, and he said those issues are not worth commenting because Somalia, Trump's comments were not only directed to Somalis, but also he mentioned the issues to do with Nigeria, the persecution of the Christians, and also the issue with the white South Africans, which Trump also said. So he said, this is not only an issue with Somalis, but generally with other countries. So it's not, important to comment. And many analysts put it this way, that the government is trying to play down and, avoid any, reactionary comment from the United States on this issue.
Mm-hmm. In wrapping up, do you think that is a good approach for the government to take?
Well, in my opinion, yes, because U.S. is an ally to Somalia's government. Somali government, it's fair to say that Somali government heavily relies on U.S. support in terms of security, in terms of when it comes to supporting it is security sector, training of it is military. And other, other support, especially the humanitarian support, though U.S. aid funding cuts have also impacted the country. And it's good to play down diplomatically to avoid, repercussions from an ally like the United States.
Very well. Thank you so much for speaking with us. Mohammed Kai is DW correspondent in Mogadishu, Somalia.
Get the stories that are shaping the continent here on Africa Link.
Let's now listen to how some Somalians back home think of all that is happening.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and President Donald Trump have had a tense relationship since she was elected to Congress. I believe Trump's recent remarks are Islamophobic, especially considering his earlier comments about Nigeria regarding Christian persecution.
There are many migrants in the United States, including Somalis who were born and raised there and know very little about their country of origin. So President Trump's comment is reckless and irresponsible.
Trump's comment is irresponsible, but he's right in one sense. Somalis should return home and help build their country, because they will never feel fully secure in a foreign land.
Well, what is not clear is how far Donald Trump is willing to go in this crackdown against Somalis in America. But what is clear is that many Somalis are in panic mode. What future lies ahead for these residents, and what impact will it have on Somali-American relations going forward? Share your thoughts with us on DW Africa Facebook page, listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from, and subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugabe. I am Ajua Tinkwama Domina. Many thanks for listening.
For mine.